Welcome to the Q1 Sports League podcast number 26. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes, and this week I'll be covering weeks 4, 5, 6, 7, and a preview of week 8. First off, I want to thank Blake Layton for filling in for me. I've been busy moving and adjusting to our new house that we just purchased, my wife and I. And I don't think we'll have problems getting these shows out every week now, but you never know. Anyways, enough bullshit, enough talking. Let's just get right into it. Week number 4, we had Kewaunee Bulldogs playing in Fine Illini. Fine Illini killed the Kewaunee Bulldogs. Next, we had the Chefs playing Blake's Bitches, or the Amazing AP. Well, Blake's Bitches continues his undefeated streak. Then we had a Burnsville AP facing off with the Bears, and the Bears just smoked his ass. Then we had UL Suck playing Luna Falcons, and Luna Falcons squeezes by with only a 15-point lead. Then we had the closest game. Okay, it's not the closest game, but this week it is. We had Primetime playing Me, Myself, and I. Primetime just barely gets his first win off with only a point, was it 1.5 to go. Then we had OJ's Vegas Bandits playing the Mushroom Stampers. Well, sorry, OJ. You got your ass kicked. All right, that's all for week 4. Moving along to week number 5, we had Kewaunee Bulldogs playing the Amazing AP. And the Amazing AP just got fucking lucky again, and only beat me by 6 points. Then we have It Burns My Plea playing the Chefs. It Burns My AP dominates the Chefs for a change. Then we had Fine Illini playing You All Suck, and Fine Illini continues its winning streak. Then we had the Bears playing Primetime with an easy win. The Bears smokes the Primetime. Then we had OJ's Vegas Bandits, who were the Bandits this week, smoking Me, Myself, and I by over 120 points. Then the what I called the toilet bowl, we had the Mushroom Stampers playing the Lumina Falcons. And, well, the Lumina Falcons were not strong enough this week. Mushroom Stampers stamps them. All right, moving along to week number 6. Kewaunee Bulldogs playing Me, Myself, and I. And with a lucky win, Me, Myself, and I barely edges out the beat against Kewaunee Bulldogs. Then we had the Chefs playing the Mushroom Stampers. Chefs, of course, pone sauce that. Then we had the Fine Illini playing OJ's Vegas Bandits. OJ's continues his winning streak at 2. Then we had the Amazing AP, I'm sorry, King Hughes is what he changed it to, that douchebag, playing the Lumina Falcons, and with a very, very close fought battle, the Amazing AP wins. Then we had It Burns 1IP playing Primetime, and Primetime shows It Burns 1IP that he does not have the HIV by winning. Then we had the Bears playing You All Suck, and You All Suck proved that he did not suck and made the Bears suck his junk. All right, week number 7 had a bunch of great matchups. We had, of course, Kewaunee Bulldogs playing the Mushroom Stampers, who Kewaunee Bulldogs just barely edges out the win on that. Then we had the Chefs playing the Bears, and the Bears pone sauce the Chefs, what's new. And then we had the Fine Illini playing the Lumina Falcons with a very close fought battle, the Fine Illini win. Then we had King Hughes get knocked off his fucking throne, who's now known as Blake's Bitches. It Burns YP, pone sauced him. You All Suck again, pone sauced Me, Myself, and I. Primetime didn't even stand a chance against OJ's Vegas Bandits. Wow. Anyways, that's all for the games that you've missed. You probably don't give a shit. But for the 5 people who listen to the show, there you go. All right, who's playing week 8? Well, we got Kewaunee Bulldogs playing the Chefs. That's going to be an easy one. Then we have Fine Illini playing Blake's Bitches. Go, Doug. Then we have It Burns My P playing OJ's Vegas Bandits. I hope that's a tie. Then we have Me, Myself, and I playing the Bears. I think the Bears might get an easy one on that. Then we have You All Suck playing the Mushroom Stampers. Toss up. Who knows? Who do you think's going to win? I don't know. Then we have Primetime playing the Aluminum Falcons. Whew, I know this was not a very long podcast, but we're going to try and make them nice and long next week, get a couple interviews going, and we'll go from there. But first off, I want to thank 86 Productions and 696 for hosting the podcast, and I want to thank all of you out there for listening. And until next time, get some bitches. Late. Don't take the fall. We'd hate to see that entertainment.